Well, listeners, it is episode 7, and I want to welcome you to All About Faith. Today, we are chatting with Roblyn McDuffie. She is the author of Resurrecting the Living. She's an educator and a certified life coach. Oh, let me add, she's a motivational speaker as well. So, Roblyn, thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited to be able to introduce you to my listeners and be able to share your story, share your book, and share your journey and where you are going to take your readers and the people that you work with your life coaching services. So give us a glimpse of who is Roblyn the writer.
Well, first of all, Ms. Washington, thank you so much for having me on the show. I would say that Roblyn the writer is a very passionate, free-spirited woman. That's who I am. And I have a heart for people who are hurting and are going through a difficult time. And, you know, I feel like my purpose, the purpose that God has me here for, is to encourage and inspire others through my writing and through my life coaching and, you know, currently as a school counselor through my counseling.
Yes. And for those of you that are tuning in, that's actually how Roblyn and I met. We worked together years ago. She's a dynamic counselor, works very well with students. And just like she said, she has a passion for them, a heart for them, and is very good at just encouraging young ladies to be the best that they can be. So I know that your book is about your journey of dealing with grief and how you are able to overcome that. And grief is something difficult for people to talk about. One of the things that I often tell people, and I even have to remember myself, is that we all deal with it differently. So, you know, as the person who you are, whether you're wearing your life coach hat, your counselor hat, or just wearing your I understand what you're going through hat, how would you, I guess, suggest that people, you know, get the help that they need in a healthy way?
So I always encourage people, first of all, to put yourself first. And, you know, we do live in an unkind society, but so I'm big on telling others to be kind to yourself and patient with yourself, and also to build a very strong support system. That's, you know, having a strong support system is very important, having someone to lean on and someone to talk to, someone that's going to be positive but at the same time real with you. You know, that's what I suggest to people, no matter what they're going through, whether it's grief, whether it's depression, whether they're going through a divorce, anything they're going through, I say have a very strong support system. Don't go at it alone.
And that is very true, like you said, that strong support system, because I think oftentimes when we are by ourselves and we're going through things, that's what really makes it difficult, because your mind is racing with so many thoughts. You feel like you don't have anybody to turn to. And I love that you said put in self first, because I think even as just women in general, we have a hard time doing that. That buzzword is going around about self-care. So if you have a client or somebody who's coming to you and they're struggling with that putting themselves first, you know, what do you suggest now? Because school's about to start back, you about to get busy, I know I'm busy. So what do you suggest for us to do just to take care of ourselves?
Well, I will speak, you know, I can only speak from being a single woman with no kids, no husband. It's easier for me to just kind of be and just be at home by myself. And but I will say, you know, some of my friends that are married and have children, they say, or I'm just going by their experiences, they find like a quiet place where they set the standard of, you know, nobody bother me from this time to this time. And it could be just once a week for 30 minutes or an hour. Just, you know, like I said, take care of yourself, because you cannot pour from an empty fountain. No matter what you have going on in your life, you cannot pour from an empty fountain. So you have to find some time in your schedule, once a week or once every other day or however often, so that you can recharge your battery. That can be like a quiet room. That can be getting away from the house for an hour. taking yourself out to eat, things like that. So,
yes, I think that's important.
Yes, it's important to, you know, stop, breathe, and regroup. If you feel overwhelmed, it's important to make lists. Like I said, I can't stress a strong support system enough. So, you know, like I said, if you have kids, if you have someone that can watch them or your spouse or a family member or a close friend, you know, for a little while so that you can take that time for yourself.
Yes,
taking
like
a, oh, yeah, taking a mental health day. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you are right. If your job offers mental health or days off, ladies, take a day for yourself. It's nothing like it.
Yes, I take a mental health day a month, and I tell my employer that, too. I ain't scared.
But I was saying, I like that you said recharge your battery, and because you cannot pour from an empty fountain. And that is very powerful because I think when we get so busy and overwhelmed, we're trying to pour into people and we're done. We're all, you know, energy is gone. And then the other person can't really receive what we're trying to give them because we're operating on empty. So I thought that was really that you pointed that out. It's a good reminder even for me just to remember to build that support system.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's very important. But, yes, I have to, you know, because I don't have, you know, even if we do have our own families and everything, just being educators, pouring ourselves into our students and into our profession, you know, it's easy to get burned out there, too. So, like I said, you just have to take that time where you just shut everything out in your life for a period of time and, you know, for once a week or whenever, and you have to recharge.
Yep, that is very true. So I do want to get into the book. I know the book is coming out soon. I have watched the trailer, and I'm really excited and just want to congratulate you on that accomplishment. Why was it important for you to write this book?
Okay, so a couple of things. So writing this book, it was important so that I could use my story of grief and loss, you know, of course, in order to encourage others who struggle with it as well. You know, too often, you know, after losing someone close to you, certain people may tell you, oh, you need to get over it and get on with your life and it's time for you to move on. You know, and I had that stated to me numerous times, particularly after I lost my mother. But, you know, it's not always that simple. And my philosophy is for my own grieving process and for dealing with other people. As long as the grieving individual isn't considering doing harm to themselves or anyone else, you know, they're free to grieve in any way or for any period of time that they choose and that works, you know, for them. Now, if they're trying to harm themselves or, you know, something like that, they do need to seek therapy or seek some medical attention immediately. But this book was also, it was cathartic for me to write the book. You know, I wanted to help people, but it's cathartic for me to write the book so that I could continue my own grieving and healing process. So just a little bit about my story. In August 2013, I lost my mother and stepfather just 3 days apart. 3 months later, my aunt that took me into her home when I was a teenager, she had a sudden stroke, and she passed away. And then 2 years later, my uncle, who also helped raise me, he passed away from a sudden heart attack. And ironically, they were both my mother's last surviving siblings. And, you know, one thing to note is that suffering one loss is one thing, but suffering multiple losses is something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. So that's a very unique grieving process that I do talk about in the book.
Okay. Yeah, and I can only imagine. I haven't gone through that, but I think you made a valid point about allowing people to grieve in their own way. Because like I said earlier, everybody grieves differently, and although one person, the way it might look to the people on the outside, you just never know how people are feeling on the inside. And you know, you talked about writing this book to not only encourage others, but to also encourage yourself, which lets me know that, like you said, it's all a process, and it doesn't happen on a particular set of time. So how do you encourage people to just, like, if, you know, we haven't had a chance to read the book yet, but, like, what would be one thing that you want people to take away from that book when they're reading it?
So one of the things is a few things, but one of the main things that I want them to take away is that, you know, grieving is normal. Some people tend to think, oh, you know, I don't know why I'm thinking the way I'm thinking or feeling the way I'm feeling. You know, this just doesn't feel normal. Something must be wrong with me. Nothing is wrong with them. They're just, it's called grief, you know, especially someone that, you know, they're losing a really close loved one for the very first time. You know, it's a normal process, and it doesn't make them abnormal. Also, I want to let them know they're not alone in the process, and don't, like I stated previously, don't allow anyone to tell them that they how they should grieve, and that they have the resilience within themselves to determine what they need specifically through this process.
Amen. And I think that that is also powerful, that it's a normal part of, it's a part of life. I mean, even in the Bible, you know, Jesus, he wept, he grieved. And that is a reminder that we are just all human. How do you tie your faith into this to get you through that journey?
So definitely, first and foremost, I have leaned and depended on Jesus Christ throughout this journey. Without him, you know, I would be afraid to know where my mind would have gone had it not been for the Lord. Just reading my Bible and, you know, encouraging myself. And, I mean, I talk about how I encourage myself a lot, but believe it or not, I do have a very, very strong support system as well. And, you know, all my friends, most of them are Christians just like I am. So if I'm going through something, or if it's the anniversary of my mother's passing or her birthday, so she's been gone for 5 years now. She's the, you know, out of all four of those losses back to back, she was the one, of course, that I have taken the hardest. And so, like, on the anniversary of her death, one of my friends may call me or message me, give me an encouraging verse or something like that. And I'll just, you know, meditate on it, and I just know that, you know, God is there for us. You know, I know he works everything together for our good, whether it's good things, whether they are good things and whether they are bad things. And I also know my mother accepted Christ shortly, maybe about a month before she passed. And so I know where she is, and I know that she is healed, you know, from the cancer that took her away from this world. You know, as well as my other family members, their various illnesses that passed away. I know that, you know, they're in a better place and all of that. So I actually dream about them, and, you know, I know some people may think it sounds weird, but I have conversations with them in my dreams, and that's what keeps me closer to them, and that's what I feel like that those are signs and visions from God assuring me that they're in a better place and they're all healed, because they always look happy and healthy in my dreams.
And I certainly thank you for sharing that, because, like I said, I know that it can be difficult for people, and they deal with it in different ways, but it's reassuring just to hear you say how you were able to lean on your faith even through those difficult times. I remember when my cousin lost her son, you know, a lot of times everybody felt like they had the right word to say, but her testimony talks about how she leaned on God, and he was able to get her through that particular part of her life. So I certainly thank you, even just for, you know, reaching deep down within inside of you and sharing that part of your story.
No problem. I actually talk about that in my book. Sorry.
Good. No, fine. And I think that's why it's important for people who are going through to be able to pick up books like this, because a lot of times we listen to people, you know, we might hear something or be a part of some type of group. But even in those lonely moments, just being able to pick up a book and kind of read through something to give you some encouragement as you're going through that process, I'm glad that you wrote this book and shared it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I will say the book is it's a short read. I didn't want to overwhelm people with a lot of information. Just my own personal philosophy in terms of self-help books you know, I just, you know, I felt like I wanted mine to be short and sweet, but just enough information, but not an overwhelming amount of information. And the ebook is actually out. It just came out a couple of days ago, but the printed version is set to be published this coming Monday, August 20th.
All right. So, listeners, you heard that, Monday, August the 20th, and we're going to get some information from Roblin so that we can find out where we can go to purchase that book. Before we wrap up, because I'm like you, my audience is always the busy woman or the person on the go, and sometimes we just don't have a whole hour to listen to a podcast, so I like things to be short, sweet, and to the point. Before we go, I read a quote on your author's Facebook page, and it really resonated with me. It said you encourage people to make a life for themselves so that they can live a purpose-driven life. You know, as a life coach, how do you encourage people to start that journey or to continue on that journey of their purpose-driven life?
So as a life coach, the first thing I do is, you know, help them in the process of finding that purpose. You know, just helping them question who they are, who they believe they are, and who they believe they can be, why they believe they are here on this earth. And, you know, like I said, just helping them in the process of finding out that purpose, and building the confidence to walk in that purpose and to fulfill that purpose, and, you know, providing them with the necessary resources and again, confidence, because I'm big on confidence as well, to fulfill those purposes.
Yes, and I think confidence is much needed when you're finding that purpose, because that was something that I struggled with when I was trying to decide, you know, am I going to start this blog? Am I going to start this podcast? You know, I stumble over my words sometimes, or sometimes I don't say something right, but
it is. But your podcasts have blessed me. They have really blessed me. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I certainly thank you just for being on the show today, just sharing, like I said, your journey, you know, giving us insight on how do we put ourselves first. And I want to remind people of something that she said earlier. You cannot pour from an empty fountain. So, ladies, just remember to take time for yourself and put yourself first, so that you can be a blessing to others, like Roblin has blessed us today, just talking about her journey and who she is.
Well, thank you.
Tell us about the book release date and where can people find your book?
Okay, so I have been telling people to, the best way to find it is on, it is on Amazon, but I will also be receiving my first shipment in about a week. So if you would like to order directly from me, you can follow my Facebook author page, which is Roblin McDuffie, author, life coach, and motivational speaker. Or you can go to my website, roblinmcduffie.com. That's roblinmcduffie.com. At the bottom, it has a link where you can type in your name and your email address. Now, it says you can, you know, be one of the first 25 to receive an autographed copy. Now, there are some slots open for that, but even if it goes past the 25, at least I will have your name and email address to send you a link, a payment link, and so forth to purchase the book directly from me. Like I said, it will be available on Amazon, and it is available on Amazon Kindle at the moment for $7.99 for those of you who prefer e-books. So, I mean, I purchase e-books and printed books, but, you know, for my own leisurely reading. But those of you who like e-books, it is available now for $7.99 on Amazon Kindle. If you search for Resurrect the Living on Amazon, the Kindle edition will pop up. It'll be the second book listed, and you'll see my face on the cover.
All right, and I love that cover.
Thank you.
You heard it August the 20th. You can go to the website, roblynmcduffie.com. Sign up. You might be on the list to get one of those signed books, or you can get the Kindle version at Amazon.com. And I want to encourage you all to follow Roblyn McDuffie on Facebook, her author page, her motivational speaker, and her life coach service. And let me tell y'all something about coaching. There is nothing wrong with having a life coach because sometimes you need people to help you just get your thoughts out, to kind of help you see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, sometimes I feel like we live in a society where people look down on us going out to get help. But I definitely want to encourage you, if you are looking for somebody to coach you through or talk you through some things, check her out on her Facebook page, message her, and see if she has availability for you to receive some life coaching services.
Definitely, definitely. I will be launching my website for the business. That should be by the end of this month. The business starts next month on the September 17th. But just like I said, that information will be updated on my Facebook author, life coach, and motivational speaker page. So be on the lookout for that website and that information.
All right. Well, I certainly thank you for being a guest on our show today. I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Episode 7 of All About Faith. Again, you can find Roblyn on Facebook, Roblyn McDuffie. She's an author, life coach, and motivational speaker. Her website for her book is roblynmcduffie.com. And if you want the ebook, you can go to Amazon.com and get the Kindle version for $7.99. Thank you again, Roblyn, and we certainly wish you blessings, and I can't wait to order my version of the book. I think I'm going to go download it on the Kindle tonight.
Thank you so much, and you continue to be a blessing to everyone as well. Thank you.
You are welcome. Have a blessed day, and everyone, remember, no matter where you are in the hustle of life, you've got to have faith. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode number 7, where we talked about faith, self-care, and shared some tips for people that are going through grief. I wanted to just jump on at the end of this segment and talk about Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and one of the things that we know is that mental health is a hot topic right now. When we look at, you know, two celebrities that committed suicide, I think most recently in the news, we had two students, one local here in Columbia, South Carolina, commit suicide, and I can't remember where the other young person was from in the nation, but it definitely is something that we have to pay attention to. And as an educator, I want to bring awareness to this topic to my listeners who are parents, who are friends of parents, who may be going through things themselves. We talk a lot about our faith, but one of the tools that God has placed on this earth are people who know how to help us in those areas. And so I wanted to just highlight that September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And this is a time for us to share resources, share strategies, ideas in an effort to shed light on this highly, highly talked about topic that often seems taboo to talk about, and it has a lot of stigmatism that comes along with it. So if you know anybody that's going through, I want you to be encouraged to make sure that you help them seek help immediately. If you are in a crisis or experiencing a difficult or suicidal situation, there is a national suicide hotline. It's 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. And as always, we will be praying for anybody who is going through that on this journey, that they do get the appropriate help that they need. I also want to share that because this is such a touchy subject, and it is something that I can't say like hits home directly for me, but as a parent, I And as a new mom, I suffered times of being depressed and just didn't know what I was going through. So I understand what it feels like to go through that stage of depression. So I just want to encourage everybody again to take care of yourself. Be mindful, keep people in prayer, pick up the phone and call people, check on them. A simple hello does a lot for people. A simple smile, especially in all that we're going through in our nation and in our world. You just never know what people are going through. I also want to say that because of this topic that is near and dear to my heart, especially since I became a mom and because I am a teacher, I decided to become a Pearl Ambassador for National Wear Your Pearls Day, which is on December the 15th. And I'll be sharing more to my readers and my listeners of One Faith Journey and All About Faith. I'll be sharing more about events that are coming up, more interviews about this topic of mental illness and National Wear Your Pearls Day. And I'm excited to be in the know to get educated on this topic more so that I can share more research with you. This is a day that we can celebrate. And although it's in December, we will be doing things throughout the month of September, October, November, and December, and in the future to bring this topic, bring this awareness to the light. Thank you all for tuning in to All About Faith, episode number 7, where we talk about faith, grief, and self-care. As always, no matter where you are in the hustle of life, you've got to have faith.